I'm Luke Griffin, and you're listening to Bushwick Podcast, local stories for a strong community here in Bushwick, Brooklyn. We partner with organizations throughout the neighborhood to share their remarkable journeys and break down the important issues facing Bushwick today. This week, Bushwick and communities across the country enter the home stretch of one of the most important times of the year, tax season. If just hearing the words tax season gives you agita, you're not alone. Between now and tax day on April 15th, millions of people will be hustling to round up all kinds of confusing paperwork to file this year's tax returns. But here in Bushwick, tax season doesn't just mean W-2s and 1099s. For some people, it represents the chance for a better life. And for others, though it may be hard to believe, it's the most fun time of the year.
Counterintuitive is not even strong enough. It's completely ridiculous to imagine that somebody might volunteer to do tax returns, right? Because that's not what you would think is your hobby. Like, your hobby is going sailing or reading books or listening to music. Why would you be doing tax returns on your time off?
We're diving into a special program that helps transform tax season from a pain into a gateway to a stronger community. It's March 29th, 2019, and this episode is called The Life-Changing Magic of Doing Other People's Taxes. Let's get the basics out of the way first and start by asking a simple question. Why do we pay taxes? The simple answer is that taxes help us fund our governments and public services. If you like things like paved roads, fire departments, and public schools, you can thank taxes. It might be a bit misleading to think in terms of a tax season because we're really paying different taxes all the time, all year round. On any given day, you might pay sales taxes on things that you buy, for instance. We, of course, pay taxes on other things as well, including the money that we earn. Whether you make money from working, from investments, or from other situations, federal, state, and sometimes even local governments have rules for how much you have to pay back on those earnings in taxes. When people say tax season, they're referring to the 3.5 months each year between January 1st and April 15th that we have to square up with these different governments on how much money we made, the kinds of things we spent money on, and how much money we really owe. You're probably familiar with the basic deal of how tax season generally works. If you didn't pay enough in taxes throughout the year, you'll have to pay out what you owe. If you paid too much in taxes throughout the year, you'll get money paid back to you in what's called a refund. But in communities like Bushwick, tax season can mean so much more than just squaring up with the government. Bushwick is one of New York's largest working-class communities, with more than a quarter of the neighborhood's population below the city's poverty line. This is important for tax purposes, because come tax season, low-income individuals and families may be eligible for things called earned income tax credits. These credits are essentially money that the government adds to the refunds of some low-income individuals with wage-paying jobs as a means of rewarding work and helping to lift them out of poverty. For some families, the money they receive from earned income tax credits can reach into the thousands of dollars and make up as much as 20% of their total income for the year. Imagine receiving 1/5 of your annual earnings in one single check. For many families in Bushwick, that's a reality. To put it another way, tax season sees a significant amount of money, many millions of dollars in fact, enter the Bushwick community. Unfortunately, this money attracts bad actors looking to exploit people getting refunds. One common scheme involves simply charging unfair prices for tax prep. Another involves lying about how big a client's refund is going to be and taking a cut of the money that isn't really there. You can see, then, why it would be so critical to make high-quality tax preparation, free from exploitation, available to as many people as possible. And here in Bushwick, there's a small army of people working to do just that. That army is part of an organization called Grow Brooklyn, a financial services nonprofit that operates out of one of Bushwick's leading local banks, Brooklyn Co-op Federal Credit Union. To learn more about how Grow Brooklyn uses tax season as a gateway to a stronger community, we went behind the scenes and met with leaders throughout the organization, including CEO Samira Rajan.
My name is Samira. I'm currently the CEO of Brooklyn Co-op Federal Credit Union, and I'm also the executive director of the credit union's 501c3 affiliates, which is called Grow Brooklyn.
Samira speaks with a directness that can be disarming. But as you settle in to talk with her, you'll quickly find that just behind her CEO's intensity is a warmth and a genuine concern for her clients and her community. Samira was first drawn to banks as a means of supporting the well-being of communities and enforcing economic justice. She worked in regulation at places like the Federal Reserve before going to grad school for public policy, where a professor challenged her to support communities not by regulating big banks, but by working directly with community institutions.
It was a professor at graduate school my last year who said, well, you know, that's all very comfortable for you, Samira, but maybe you might consider working in the communities. And maybe by understanding how money flows, you'd be more valuable when it comes to solving these problems.
On the back of that challenge in late 2001, Samira found herself as one of the first employees of Brooklyn Co-op, where she worked her way from her first role as a loan officer to becoming the CEO in 2008. 11 years later, Samira and the co-op remain laser-focused on the bank's mission of using financial services to help their members build wealth and resiliency and help Central Brooklyn thrive. Sometimes, this manifests in small ways, like providing the occasional short-term advance to a member at risk of not making rent. But oftentimes, it manifests in much larger ways, like when members must confront systemic challenges to accumulating wealth.
It becomes clear that there are obstacles in people's paths which are not related to narrowly defined banking services. There are other ways in which people are not able to keep their assets or grow their assets or increase their opportunity outside of whether or not they can open a savings account. And so the services that Grow Brooklyn provides came about as a response to filling that need.
It was this urgent need for services outside the typical scope of a bank that sparked the idea for Brooklyn Co-op to create Grow Brooklyn, a nonprofit that could offer programs that the bank couldn't.
One example is the foreclosure prevention counseling. The Grow Brooklyn has been offering foreclosure prevention counseling since 2009. Central Brooklyn was hit really hard by the foreclosure crisis in 2007 and 8, and well, to the point that both Bushwick and Bedford-Stuyvesant were ranked 1 and 2 in community districts across New York City for foreclosures per capita. So it did feel, I mean, the volume of calls was remarkable. So it did feel that if we weren't able to help with homeowners facing foreclosure, then the mission of building community assets really does become threatened.
Today, Grow Brooklyn offers a number of services like foreclosure prevention counseling and financial coaching. The largest and oldest of these services is their free tax prep. Samira helped start the program shortly after she joined Brooklyn Co-op when she noticed something concerning happening in the neighborhood each tax season.
People who would come out of the woodwork and the little storefronts that would emerge very suddenly in late December with big, big banners and like guys in Statue of Liberty hats promising instant refunds and promising, you know, bonuses or whatever they would promise in order to get people in to get their taxes prepared. These guys didn't feel like they were on the up and up. They're looking to prepare tax returns for low-income families so that they are able to charge fees and skim just enough off of that earned income tax credit to benefit them.
What Samira was seeing was the kind of exploitation that puts working-class families across the country at risk each tax season. It turns out the IRS was seeing it too.
I noticed there was a clipping in the newspaper that somebody had sent me about a program that the IRS offered called VITA, which is Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, which was a way for low-income people to have their taxes prepared for free.
The IRS's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, or VITA program, allows groups like Brooklyn Co-op to offer a better, safer alternative to the dubious commercial tax preparers that arise each tax season.
The idea that we could prepare tax returns for free for people meant that those families would enjoy all of their tax refunds and not have to deal with predatory operators.
Samira launched Brooklyn Co-op as a VITA site in 2003, with the promise that it would provide all of the same tax prep services that someone might pay hundreds of dollars for at a commercial preparer for free. The program started humbly, with only Samira's dad, a retired CPA, as their sole volunteer. In their first year, the program filed just 72 tax returns. In the time since, the program has transitioned from a Brooklyn Co-op side project into one of Grow Brooklyn's main services. And in the process, it's grown tremendously. This year alone, Samira expects that Grow Brooklyn will file more than 7,500 tax returns. That's a growth of over 10,000% since the program began. That's only possible because the volunteers and staff have grown by even more.
have over close to or slightly over 200 volunteers and 50 staff. So we've definitely heavily relied on volunteers.
Zaid Haupsch and his partner, Makila Brathwaite, oversee the free tax program and all the people who come together to make it happen.
Well, my name is Makila. I am the program director of the free tax prep program at Grow Brooklyn. I've been here for, this is my fourth season with Grow Brooklyn's free tax prep. And
I'm Zaid, and I'm the director of operations of the free tax program.
They work out of Brooklyn Co-op's Bed-Stuy branch in a windowless office they only half-jokingly call the War Room. It's filled with a busy collection of people typing away at desks, surrounded by stacks of paper, as a printer spits something out behind a corner. The faint sound of the traffic outside occasionally creeps in through the thin walls. It all appears, as you might imagine, the nerve center of a tax prep operation would. Makila and Zaid, on the other hand, are quite unlike what you might imagine from the leaders of that tax prep operation. They're soft-spoken, but jokey, and altogether much mellower than the words tax professional might suggest. Neither, in fact, had any experience with taxes prior to joining Grow Brooklyn. Makila is an artist and used to work with youth programs helping kids get into college. Zaid studied political science and was interested in public service. Both describe being drawn to Grow Brooklyn in terms that echo Samira's journey into banking, as an opportunity to empower communities. As they explain, this is all very much in the spirit of the IRS operation that supports VITA programs like Grow Brooklyn's around the country.
As the program grew, they noticed that as IRS employees, they didn't have the capacity to continue giving direct service, so they recruited the community-based organizations in order to expand the program and serve more taxpayers.
And a lot of them are really, like, you meet them, they have such exuberance. I mean, when we think about the IRS person, we think about suit and tie and, you know, button down and very rigid. But these are some of the most artistic people you will meet. Almost every one of them has some kind of interesting personality trait, or they have great jewelry. You know, they're so relaxed. This is definitely the community development part of the IRS.
This idea of community development is essential to understanding Grow Brooklyn's free tax program. Thousands of the tax returns prepared this year will be filed from the team's Bushwick office, but thousands more will be filed at partner organizations throughout New York City. Grow Brooklyn volunteers work out of sites that range from nonprofits like the food bank St. John's Bread and Life to political offices like that of the Brooklyn Borough President. These partner sites allow the Grow Brooklyn free tax program to empower communities in central Brooklyn and across the city. This expansion is made possible by a boost from New York City's Department of Consumer Affairs, which over the past decade has worked to expand the idea of what a free tax program could be and who it could serve.
Maybe about 10 years ago, they started to look at it as NYC free tax prep. NYC free tax prep meaning anyone can get it. It's not necessarily going to only be in specific guidelines. The IRS, they were trying to focus specifically on people who were eligible for the earned income tax credit, because those are usually the people who are low to moderate income and qualify most for, you know, needs-based programs. But the NYC Free Tax Prep expanded that, because not everyone making a certain salary is necessarily wealthy. So it's about building wealth and teaching people how to do that kind of thing through once you get your tax refund.
Ultimately, the eligibility requirements to utilize Grow Brooklyn's free tax program are pretty broad. People filing jointly whose combined income is less than $66,000, individuals whose income is less than $35,000, and self-employed individuals with expenses of less than $5,000. Many of the people who use the program services are working-class families. But the program's clients are looking increasingly diverse, and now include everyone from freelancers to a group that has some of the most urgent tax-related needs: immigrants. Bushwick and its surrounding neighborhoods are home to some of New York's largest immigrant communities. In Bushwick alone, more than a third of the population was born outside the U.S. For immigrants, paying taxes is an important part of integrating into the community and a major step on the path toward becoming an American citizen. But like low-income families, immigrants, especially undocumented immigrants, are particularly vulnerable to exploitation during tax season. The IRS, you might be surprised to learn, doesn't actually report citizenship status for taxpayers. But at a time when the federal government is cracking down on immigrants of all types, undocumented immigrants are understandably concerned about revealing information on themselves to any part of the government. Grow Brooklyn has spent years building trust with immigrant communities in and around Bushwick to demonstrate that it's a safe space for anyone to file their taxes, regardless of their residency status.
Especially now, there's a little bit more suspicion with mailing out their documents and reporting where they're from. So it's, I think, especially in our Bushwick location, where we've been so long, we've developed that trust in order to have that sort of backing.
With the help of all these filers, Grow Brooklyn expects to return a considerable amount of wealth back to the communities they serve.
Last year, we did about $12 million. That included federal and state. This year, I think we're looking at about the same.
Makila and Zaid anticipate that a significant portion of that money will be in the form of earned income tax credits.
Right now, we're at $400,000 that we've returned so far, and that's the federal EITC. And I believe by the end of the season, we should be about $1 million, because that's where we were last year.
These numbers are impressive, to be sure. But you might be wondering if they could be even higher if people could just afford to pay commercial tax preparers and buy better service. This is one of the most remarkable parts of Grow Brooklyn's program. Its services are actually the gold standard for quality in tax prep.
The Brookings Institute did a study where 60% of returns filed through commercial tax preparers are flawed in some way. They have an error. While our program specifically with Grow Brooklyn, we aim for a below 5% reject rate, and VITA programs nationwide maintain about 90% accuracy. So it's free. It's in big letters, we want to emphasize the free, but it's definitely not cheap. It's very high quality.
Of course, these incredible results wouldn't be possible without the incredible volunteers who Zaid describes as the lifeblood of the free tax program. The first surprising thing about Grow Brooklyn's volunteers is that, like Zaid and Makila, many have no experience in tax prep before joining the program.
The volunteers, they're actually, they run the whole gamut. There's retired CPAs, there's professionals, working professionals across all industries, not just accountants and lawyers, but artists, building security, all types of backgrounds.
The second surprising thing about the volunteers is how much they seem to genuinely enjoy doing other people's taxes.
I love taxes. And I think that's only because of this experience, to be honest with you. I'm really bad with numbers, so I could only imagine.
We were lucky enough to connect with one of Grow Brooklyn's most enthusiastic volunteers to learn more about why someone would donate their free time to doing something that so many people find so painful.
Hi, my name is Issa Tuberry. And I am a volunteer for the Grow Brooklyn Tax Program. I'm a team leader for a site, which means that I manage how who does the taxes and how the flow of the tax site goes.
She has a calming presence and a clarity about her that makes you believe that she could help you understand how to fill out a W-7. But like many of her fellow volunteers, Issa Tu's life outside the tax program has little to do with taxes or finance.
I am a housing attorney with the Legal Aid Society, so I represent tenants in threat of eviction, and I work mostly in the Bronx.
And yet somehow, amazingly, she looks forward to tax season maybe more than any other time each year.
To be honest with you, I always look forward to tax season, and I always look forward to working with the staff at Grow Brooklyn. My friends and my family will make fun of me, but they know that from January to April, I'm in tax season, and I really just enjoy sharing the information.
It's fair to say that this makes Issa Tu a bit of an anomaly. Most people, after all, find taxes tedious and unpleasant.
They're not a really pleasant thing, but the reason why I think I'm so excited about taxes is because it's a puzzle that I get to figure out with the person I'm working with.
Ultimately, what draws Issa Tu and other Grow Brooklyn volunteers to the free tax program is much more than the opportunity to solve the puzzles of the tax code. It's the opportunity to take this unpleasant experience, which can cause so much stress and beset people with such a burdensome weight, and help make it easier.
it is a source of dread and stress, but in my role as a tax preparer, I'm able to take some of that and carry some of that weight in a way where it evolves into empowerment for the person going there, right? Like, they know that they have a place they can go to deal with this extremely stressful situation. If their finances ever change during the year, they know they have a place that will be patient with them and answer their questions too, right? So it's the opportunity to kind of relieve that stress, I think, that's appealing in preparing taxes.
Isa too previously volunteered with another free tax prep program in the city. But she's been working with Grow Brooklyn for the past 4 years because more than other programs, Grow Brooklyn is focused on using the practice of tax prep as a catalyst to help individuals take control of their financial well-being.
I feel like Grow Brooklyn really hones in on the community in preparing, and it's not just a one-stop service. It really is the beginning of a transformation for a lot of the clients in understanding what their financial status looks like and in feeling empowered to take action.
For as important as the experience can be for clients, Isa too, Makila, Zaid, and Samira are all quick to point out just how transformative it can be for volunteers. Isa too, for example, credits her experience volunteering with Grow Brooklyn for changing the very course of her career.
After graduating law school, I kind of went into the private sector. And for me, I still wanted to volunteer, but my experience with Grow Brooklyn and just volunteering in general was so transformative for me that it made me pretty much decide to switch to the public sector. And that's why I'm with the Legal Aid Society right now, to be honest with you. So it really did play a big part in me just becoming who I am today.
Beyond this capacity for personal empowerment and transformation, Isa too and the Grow Brooklyn team see tax prep as something perhaps even more profound. A time when Americans must share intimate details about themselves and their lives and come together for a shared civic duty. Taxes, in the most capitalistic sense, bring people together by giving individuals a tangible, shared stake in their communities. Though it might not always be obvious, taxes help us come together to support a shared quality of life for ourselves and our neighbors. Free tax programs like Grow Brooklyn's catalyze this process and help remind people of just how meaningful it is.
One of our staff members, she was great at doing taxes. She worked in a couple of VITA programs. And as people would come in to do drop-offs, she would sit with them and she'd explain to them. Sometimes they'd say to her in Spanish, you know, well, why do I need to file this? Why do I need to do this? And she'd say, because this is now your country too. This is my country and it's your country too. And you need to help to pay for some of the things. If you like the paved roads, you're going to make sure you pay for that by filing taxes. And I was like, oh, that's a little harsh. But then I realized that I understood what she was saying. And I thought, okay, that's good.
Over the years, Grow Brooklyn has seen how people, from immigrants to native New Yorkers, have increasingly come to embrace this sense of duty on the side of taxpayers and on the side of tax preparers.
We've had families come into our sites, bringing their entire family just to kind of participate in this process. It's moving and it's very patriotic how they want to pass down this kind of civic duty and reporting your income, verifying your income. They want to pass this down to their kids. And even if the kid's kind of off to the side on their phone, they want to make sure that they're involved in the process.
Everyone who goes to the site goes for a reason, right? Whether it's a client who's going there to figure out what their tax refund is, or it's a volunteer who is a college student trying to major in finance and get some extra volunteer experience so that they can be more aware of if they want to become a CPA or something like that. And I think both groups leave with something even greater because in preparing the taxes, like I said before, you learn about someone's life. You learn about what they've been through for the past year. You learn about what their future struggles may be. And it's an opportunity for not only the volunteer to step up and kind of provide that financial information for the client, but it's also the client's opportunity to kind of speak about their experience and educate the volunteer in a sense of what life looks like and what it could look like. So it's a combination of the two.
For as intimate as the experience of looking into someone's life and helping them fulfill their duty to their community is, it should come as no surprise that many of Grow Brooklyn's clients look for ways to express gratitude to their tax prep volunteers.
And they'll come with all kinds of little gifts and homemade goodies and you know, some guy brought my dad like a bottle of rum from when he went back to visit his country, and he's like smuggled it back into this country just to give it to my dad. It's like, this is where I come from. So the connections that volunteers make with their clients is deep and meaningful, I think, for the volunteer as much as for the client.
The Grow Brooklyn team, however, is quick to remind that while they appreciate the gifts, volunteers are bound by strict rules not to take any.
It's definitely worth saying that by IRS regulations, we're not allowed to accept any kind of monetary compensation. So if a taxpayer is so happy they want to give a tip or anything like that, and it definitely does happen. We've had situations where our site manager had to chase taxpayers down the street to give them back their $20 bill.
We've had people cry when you refuse the tip.
Yeah,
so you have to just kind of hide it among their things in the envelope you give them.
So
like that.
It's a rewarding experience. And besides the hugs and the smiles, they also want to reward you with money, but you can take the hugs, you can take the smiles, but not the money.
This is just another one of the many reminders that the tax prep volunteers are motivated not by what they can get from the program, but by what they can give to it.
I feel proud at the end of each tax session that we have. I feel proud of our volunteers for completing the whatever number of tax preparation tax forms that they've completed, and I also feel proud of our clients for coming and making sure that they're filling out their taxes on time. So I think it's a combination of just pridefulness for the community really supporting one another.
Grow Brooklyn's free tax program is one of the most remarkable public services available for working class families here in Bushwick and throughout the city. It's rare that the quality of a free service exceeds that of a paid one, and rarer still that that service is one so important as helping people file their taxes and in some cases earn a considerable amount of their annual income. Yet, for as much progress as Grow Brooklyn is making, there's much, much more to be done.
One interesting thing I read was 1% of tax returns prepared over the last tax season were filed using a VITA program. Just 1% out of, you know, nationwide. So if we can get that number up, then that would be great. It's an important program that really needs to reach more people and hopefully reach every Brooklynite that qualifies.
Reaching every Brooklynite that qualifies will depend on a lot, from spreading the word to potential clients to activating the next generation of volunteers. Grow Brooklyn is always looking for new recruits for an experience that genuinely can change lives and communities. But don't take it from us. Take it from an expert.
There's so much support on the back end when it comes to actually preparing the taxes that sometimes it's not even about that. It's about the interaction that you're able to have with the client. And it's such a good experience to have based off of the fact that you get training in how to prepare taxes. So even if you end up doing it for just 1 year, it becomes a skill that you can always take with you. Even if tax law changes, you know the basic language, you know the basic vocabulary, so you're able to kind of feel empowered in that sense. But also, it's a skill where you're really affecting change in a community of people, and that's something that's priceless.
To find out more about how you can get involved with Grow Brooklyn as a volunteer, you can visit their website, growbrooklyn.org. If you're interested in utilizing the program and preparing your own taxes with Grow Brooklyn, you have a few options. You can visit growbrooklyn.org/taxes, call their appointment hotline at 347-682-5606, or you can simply dial 311 and inquire about free tax prep. You can also follow the team on Instagram at growbrooklyn. Just don't get any big ideas about jumping ahead for your appointment.
You can't make an appointment through Instagram. Not yet.
And don't try to make your appointments by sending us emails. Please just follow. Either call or, you know, go online. We get that a lot.
We'd like to extend our sincere thanks to Makila, Zaid, Isatu, Samira, and the rest of the Grow Brooklyn team for taking us behind the scenes of the free tax program and for the work that they and their army of volunteers do for the community each tax season. As always, we'd also like to thank you for listening this week. If you enjoy Bushwick Podcast, please do us a favor and tell a friend, or leave us a review on iTunes. If you have any questions, comments, or want to get involved, send us an email to hello@hearbushwick.com. That's H-E-A-R, bushwick.com. Or you can DM us on our Instagram page, @BushwickPodcast. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back next week with another episode you won't want to miss. As we step away from volunteers working to serve individuals in need, we meet with a Bushwick organizer who's creating a space for people across the spectrum of support roles to come together and ask the question, who heals the healer? We'll see you then.